This is KERA News. I'm Eric Austin. Primary runoff elections are on May 22nd in Texas. We're going to focus on the 6th Congressional District. When Republican Congressman Joe Barton announced he'd retire after 34 years in the House, 16 Democratic and Republican candidates campaigned to win the open seat in the 6th Congressional District. There will be Republican and Democratic runoffs this month. We're going to focus on the Democrats right now. In the March Democratic primary, Ruby Faye Woolridge came out in the lead, but just barely. 19 votes separated her from Jana Lynn Sanchez. KERA's Christopher Connolly reports on the two Democrats facing off this month.
Ruby Faye Woolridge has been a teacher, a counselor, and is a longtime activist from Arlington.
Everything I do is from that philosophy of do all the good you can for all the people you can in all the ways you can.
Woolridge moved to Arlington in 1984. That's the same year that Republican Joe Barton was first elected to Congress, and he's represented the district ever since. Woolridge ran against him in 2016 and lost by 20 points, but she says this year is different. The seat is open, and the district is ready for a Democrat.
It's the old saying that everything reaches its own level, right? You can only get so much water in a glass before it spills over. I think we're at the spilling point with his philosophy and with the Republican philosophy.
Woolridge knows the district well. She has connections in Ellis and Nevada counties from her last run, but much of the effort of her campaign, she says, is focused on Tarrant County. She points to a map in her campaign headquarters to explain.
This is 70% of the vote.
Oh, wow.
In this one little section right here in Tarrant County. Okay.
So it's Arlington, Fort Worth, Dalworthington Gardens, Pantego.
It's Kennedale right here. It's Mansfield. It's Grand Prairie. And it's a little tiny bit of Everman.
Both the Fort Worth Star-Telegram and the Dallas Morning News endorsed Woolridge in the March primary. So did much of the local Democratic establishment. On policy issues, she says universal health care is a top priority, and she wants to foster more apprentice programs and raise the minimum wage. But she says if she wins, her first days in Washington will be more practical.
Getting to understand the role that I'll be playing, getting to meet people with like-minded philosophies, whether they're independents, Republicans, or Democrats.
Oh, here comes someone. I see someone.
Across town in South Arlington on a sunny afternoon, Woolridge's Democratic competitor is knocking on doors.
Hi, I'm Jana Lynn Sanchez. I'm running for U.S. Congress. I'm in a runoff on May 22nd.
Jana Lynn Sanchez is a former journalist and public relations consultant who grew up in Waxahachie, the granddaughter of migrant Mexican workers. She spent most of her adult life away, but came back in 2014 to take care of aging parents. She says she was shocked by the 2016 presidential election.
And I felt I had to do something to stand up and be part of fixing the country. Like, how did we get to this point? Why did people start hating each other like this?
Still, when a friend suggested that she run for Congress, she laughed. Then she started doing research.
I looked at all the numbers, what people had raised in the past, what kind of campaigns they ran, what kind of messaging they had put together, and I felt that I could do it better.
Sanchez says even though this seat has been held by a Republican for decades, Democrats should be able to win it, but they haven't done enough in the past. A visit with one voter on his doorstep drove her point home. He votes regularly, he said, and has lived in the district for decades.
Have you ever had a candidate come to your house before?
No.
How many years have you lived here?
Shoot, since 80. Well, I've been here since 2002 at this house.
Sanchez raised more money than any Democrat running for the seat since 1984. Twice what Woolridge has, including from national progressive political action committees. If she gets to Washington, Sanchez says she'll focus on bread and butter issues.
People are very concerned about health care, they're concerned about education, they're concerned about immigration, and they're concerned about good jobs, you know. It's one thing for the employment rate to be low. It's another thing for people to be able to make a living and afford health care and afford everything they need in order to have a good living.
The question now is who Democrats will pick on May 22nd and if they'll show up in large enough numbers to win next fall. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
There's also a runoff for the Republican nomination in the 6th Congressional District. You can hear from candidates Ron Wright and Jake Elzey at KERANews.org.